מתוך בעל הסולם שמעתי למד ג' בעל
הסולם שמעתי 33 through the faults in the work of God it causes one to elevate oneself upward as without a push one is idle to make a movement one consents to remain in the state one is in whereas if one descends to a lower degree then one understands that gives one the power to prevail for one cannot stay in such a bad situation since one cannot consent to remain like that in the state one has descended to for this reason one must always prevail and come out of the state of descent in that state one must draw upon himself the greatness of the creator that in turn causes one to extend higher forces from above or he will remain in utter lowliness workshop question how do we see to the greatness of the creator so as to have the powers to overcome and emerge from states of descent how do we see to the greatness of the creator in order to have the strength to overcome and emerge from the states of descent
רוממות השם זה דבר ש
the greatness of the creator is built by effort the effort creates an atmosphere yesterday was a good example of this our conduct during the day within the ten outside of the ten there were all kinds of friends who were pushing maintaining the greatness of the creator in the air I think this is what we're working on all the time this is all of our efforts to obtain the greatness of the goal the greatness of the creator the importance of bestowal it's required of a person from all kinds of directions to extol the friends in his eyes and to bestow
in every action and thought we make sure that we give an example for the greatness of the creator
I think we're not only working on this this is how we're measured what measure of greatness of the creator we could obtain and yesterday was a very good example of what happens when all of society is in the same flow in the same direction you could feel this common work of the whole kli and the thought during the day and it helped throughout the day to keep the same thought that does not else besides him is good and does good the friends around to pray for them
how do we care for the exaltedness of the creator we just do there are many things you can do you can give an exciting and contagious example of how great the goal is the friends are great the rav's great the creator's great and of course you also need some help from above to reach the exaltedness of the creator as is but also the push that we make from below is very essential
I don't know if to have the strength to emerge from the descent I think that decreases the greatness of the creator we have to increase the importance of the creator regardless of anything else it doesn't need a reason just because the greatness of the creator is because he is great if we do this always then we can say we have it to an extent let's read another excerpt from letter number 8 of Baal HaSulam Letter number 38. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave how to labor in his work, since the ordinary work does not count at all. Only the bits that are more than the ordinary, which is called labor. It is like a person who needs to eat a pound of bread a day to be full. All his eating does not merit the title satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws only the bits beyond the ordinary, and they will be the letters in the kelim, the vessels, in which to receive the light of His face.
Workshop question. How do we find the... How do we identify our limited ability to pray? No. How do we identify the limit of our ability to pray?
Very simple. Our ability is non-existent. It has no boundary, it has no existence. The only ability is the Creator's. The boundary of our existence is our ability to ask, because before we ask, there is nothing in us.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the limit of the ability is, but spirituality is about acceleration. And the work is to work among us all the time and to connect to the Creator, to be a kli for Him. And probably as a result of all of this exertion comes a feeling called the limit of your ability, and then the prayer breaks out.
I'm rereading the question. How do we locate the boundary of our ability toward prayer? Again, how do we locate the boundary of our ability toward prayer? I think that in bestowal, just like in bestowal, we want to give as much as possible, all the way, without any boundaries. And the Creator sets the boundaries, and He also eventually gives us the ability to pray, which is a gift. So we just have to exert as much as possible.
And the exertion is to help each other as much as we can, continue doing the work and the greatness of the Creator.
I think that each of us should do as much as he can. And the most he can at that moment is the end of his ability, the limit of his ability. But every time you discover you can do more, another place opens for bestowal, for thinking of the friends, for prayer for the friends, for asking the Creator. And the general idea is to go all out, to try to maximize your ability.
I can only repeat what the friend said. Try and do all that you can until you reveal.
If we work to develop, to give the greatness of the Creator to each other, to the friends, it creates a gap between what we really are and the greatness we create among us. And then there's a tension that if we try to work on it, we see that we can't. That here we need His help in order to maintain it, so that the power, the real power of bestowal will be revealed between us. Because all we did was to make a kli or a prayer, and the minute we realize we can't work with it anymore, it raises prayer to Him to help us.
We have no ability, therefore we have no boundary. The only thing that you can call a limit or a boundary is the tzimtzum that a person does on himself.
La 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 la